divided highway, and they would never, they haven't never gave us a ticket because they said they could not believe we were driving so far to go to work. But it was a cool drive. You could get up, throw rollers in your hair, and you could do makeup. Your day was in order by the time you got there, and you sorted things out by the time you got home. So we weren't fighting traffic like Atlanta.
Right, where it could take you
an hour and a half. I mean, you know, it's horrible.
It is scary, actually. What about, excuse me, what about your wedding? What do you remember about that? Big Southern.
Big, wasn't that, well, I had 5 bridesmaids I wanted, and it ended up with 7 because my mother insisted on my 2 cousins being in it. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I didn't, we used to be close when we were younger, but, you know, there was no contact, and she insisted on them being in it, so, and it was big, it was all right.
A lot of family.
Yeah, lots of family.
What about your daughter's wedding, what was that like?
Well, they went and got married at the courthouse, I think. I told them, they said they couldn't afford to get married, and I said, I beg your pardon, it'll cost you about $26 over at the courthouse. So they, I mean, I couldn't afford a big wedding, but I did give them a reception at our home, and most of the people were there were my friends and family, but good friends that I've had for many, many years. It was cool.
Well, so that's kind of nice. You've lived in the same area. You probably have lots of friends. That's interesting. That's cool. So I'm going to ask you just some questions about the house. Now this is going to seem weird, but why don't you tell me a little bit about this house, like the rooms in the house, maybe what you'd find in the rooms, furniture-wise. What about where we're sitting right now?
The sunroom. It's just bits and pieces of stuff, but my flowers, my plants, and a lot of it I've just collected through the years. You know, that plant has been with me for 3 years, and it's just a begonia, but I don't know, I didn't know they grew like that.
It is growing very,
I mean, I didn't know they would, I didn't know they would do that. I think it can be, this friend brought it to me right after I moved in, and I never put it out in the yard, so I just brought it in here when it got cool, and you know, there's some odd things, like that vase up there, and that came from the mart, my little brother. He brings home a lot of cool stuff, but Mama gets most of it.
What is the mart?
Merchandise Mart downtown.
I don't know what that is.
Well, if you ever get a chance to go through it, usually it's open to interior decorators, dealers, like Haverty's will go down there and buy accessories for nothing and mark them up like 1,000%. You know, you just have to know where to go to shop. But, and he brings home things every day. I wish you could see. He had a basement full of stuff up there at Mother and Daddy's, and he's running some storage units.
What's he going to do with it all?
Well, he keeps thinking he's moving out, but since Mother's been sick, it's been a godsend he's been there.
Right.
You know, because he and I are the only ones that get play the role of caretakers. And the rest of my house, this house, I was in an apartment for maybe a year and a half before we went up to Minnesota for Jay's surgery. And it was time to either... What did we do? We came back from Minnesota. I had told everybody I didn't know what I was going to do because I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. And if anything happened to him, they might as well hang it up. I probably wouldn't even come home. And when I came home and they had my house packed up or whatever. Okay.